Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
As a discussion about the consequences of this coal ash residue leakage continues, there's one thing about Duke Energy about which there's widespread agreement, and it's this, that the company's frontline employees are service-minded, hardworking, friendly folks who in times of crises rush to help and perform like heroes. So when I learned that I might have mischaracterized or misinterpreted a photo of a Duke employee taken from an airplane inspecting discharges from a coal ash pond at a deactivated coal plant on the Cape Fear River, I wanted to share a report from a friend who works in the Duke Energy legal department. He wrote to me, quote, "At the end of your article, you concluded with an allegation from a pilot that a Duke Energy employee made a very impolite hand signal towards the people in the plane." And he continues, "I've spoken with the Duke Energy employee at issue who explained to me that he was using his phone to take a photo of the plane flying overhead." And then he says, "If you look at the high resolution photo and zoom in, you can clearly see that that's what he's doing. And he was not making a rude hand gesture." So he continues that the Duke employee is understandably upset that anyone would think that he would have acted in such a disrespectful manner. Well, this incident, you know, it gives us a chance to step back and thank that employee and his colleagues for their service and for the company's well-earned reputation for a positive partnership with the people of North Carolina. The Cape Fear discharges, though, are the subject of a notice of violation to Duke from the Department of Environmental and Natural Resources. We call it DENER. Duke Energy acknowledges that millions of gallons of water from a coal ash pond were released into the Cape Fear River, but it says these releases were in connection with necessary maintenance of pond-related equipment and were, therefore, allowed by the terms of their permit from DENER. But DENER says that its permits do not allow these discharges. Kent Burdett, the Cape Fear Riverkeeper, appeared at a recent Duke shareholders meeting to point out that the 61 million gallons of contaminated water discharged into the Cape Fear River threatened the drinking water of communities downstream. Now, whether or not Duke is found to have violated state and federal laws in connection with the Cape Fear discharge or others, this is a continuing and serious problem. Duke has maybe about 30 coal ash ponds throughout the state, and each one is a possible source of deadly water pollution. North Carolinians who have long admired Duke and its employees are entitled to receive another hand signal from that company. It's a hand salute, army style, with a "yes, sir, yes, ma'am." No more coal ash related leaks into your waterways, accidental or planned. Never again. This is D.G. Martin.